What's that? Well, I got some Saturdays. I've got some Saturdays. You've got another edition of Off to the Races. I am Mike Bozich on this Saturday morning. My 96.7 FM, WDLR AM 1270. Thank you so much for joining us on the program. Lots to come on this edition. But first, let's thank our wonderful sponsors. They include the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association. Breed in Ohio, buy in Ohio, race in Ohio, and win in Ohio. Also brought to you by the Ohio State University Veterinary Medical Center. They got caring down to a science and Cashman's Horse Equipment Outlet and drive-through feed store. Visit them online at cashmans.com. Great show coming up for you today. We're going to chat with our thoroughbred go-to guy, Yonkers Raceway's very own Rich Matey. He's going to talk about the passing of one of the greatest thoroughbred trainers of all times, D. Wayne Lucas. And, of course, he had a very, very big influence on the way things were done, brought a different style, a different atmosphere, a different kind of professionality to horse racing training. And we're going to talk to Rich Matey about that. Also, we're going to talk to Jenna Otten, Sourdough Downs' very own. She is the TV personality, TV handicapper at Sourdough Downs. She's going to talk to us about the big night of racing that they have tonight, starting at around about 6 o'clock, the Next Generation Series. And this is a series for two-year-olds that has really gotten a lot of attention and a lot of steam over the last several years. Three races tonight, $150,000. And I'm going to tell you just a moment how much steam and attention that this Next Generation Series has gotten. But first of all, the card is huge. Ohio Sire Stakes throughout the night going for $65,000 each. You got the two-year-olds and the three-year-olds in action. Going to be a big, big night tonight at Sourdough Downs as Ohio Stars will certainly shine bright over the 5/8 mile oval. And a press release now from the United States Trotting Association. Now, this show was taped earlier in the week, so this is a bit of good news. And I'll read the press release as it is from El Dorado Sourdough Downs. Three next-generation races set for tonight. The Ohio Sire two-year-olds, Saturday evening, July 5th, will be broadcast on Fox Sports 2. That's right, national TV, ladies and gentlemen. Carded's races 10, 11, and 13, the Next Generation for two-year-old Philly Trotters, Colt Trotters, and Colt Pacers, respectively, will be featured during the broadcast and will be hosted by Sourdough's own Jenna Otten. You're about to hear her voice in about 15 minutes. From 8 to 11 p.m. on Saturday night, Sourdough Downs will share the Fox spotlight with Racing from the Meadowlands that will feature the Stan Bergstein Graduate Finals for four-year-olds and will be hosted by Jenna's sister, Jessica Otten. Had a chance to work with Jessica. She was on a podcast of mine, Post Time with Mike and Mike. Had a chance to work with her at the Meadowlands. She's top-notch. So is Jenna. Top-notch people, top-notch broadcasters. We're going to hear from Jenna Otten a little bit later on in the program as we will talk about the big card tonight at Sourdough Downs. But good stuff. You can catch that on Fox Sports 2 tonight from 8 to 11. Great, great stuff. When we come back, Rich Matey, you've got Off to the Races. Back in a flash.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring down to a science.
Join the fast-paced, exciting world of harness racing. There are hundreds of immediate openings across Ohio for caretakers and grooms. Work with the greatest equine athletes in the country. Standardbred trainers need your help. Health insurance, vision care, prescription benefits, and a retirement plan are available for those that qualify. For more information on how you can be a part of the exciting world of harness racing, call 614-221-3650. That's 614-221-3650.
And we're back on Off to the Races. Mike Bozich here. You've got my 96.7 WDLR AM 1270. And right now we're joined by, hey, it's our thoroughbred go-to guy, Rich Matei. Rich, you're going to be asking for fees to be the official co-host on this show before too long.
I think you're just desperate for somebody at this point. I just keep getting calls from me. Want to do the show?
No. I'm pretty sure this has been reversed because you called me and you said, hey, listen, I'm going to be on the show this week and this is what we're going to talk about. And I said, okay.
That's pretty much how it went, yeah.
Right. All right. Rich Matei from Yonkers Raceway joining us. A couple of subjects to talk with Rich about. First of all, you guys had a big night at Yonkers on Friday night, the first leg of the pacing and trotting Triple Crowns, both grade two events. Yonkers Trot going to Super Chapter, winning that field of five for trainer Marcus Mielander and driver Dexter Dunn. Heavy favorite. This is certainly a trotter that we're going to want to keep our eye on coming up here in the months to come.
Yeah, and if he lost the race going into the first turn, Dexter, I think, was a little bit worried that he was going to break, because last year in the New York Sire Stakes Championship, he broke going into that first turn at Yonkers Raceway, and he kind of babied him around that first turn, but you could tell after he went through and made his way up the backstretch, Dexter was pretty confident.
Yeah, that was certainly a very, very strong effort. And the first leg of the Trotting Triple Crown, and, you know, that's a lot of people don't know that harness racing does have pacing and trotting Triple Crowns. You know, it's very, very prestigious. And, you know, now with the graded rankings, I think it could even make it more of a spotlight.
Yeah, I feel like the grading system actually makes it more interesting, because now the everyday person can see a grade two, a grade one, and they can even think about how the Triple Crown races in the thoroughbreds, they see grade one. So I feel like, especially for the Hamiltonian being a grade one, we're going to get some buzz about Super Chapter. And then even for the race in Lexington, if he wins the Hamiltonian, I feel like there's going to be more buzz than usual, like when Marion Murata won.
No question about it. Visiting with Rich Matei. Rich, the MGM Grand Messenger, that a grade two, that for the Pacers, that the first leg of the pacing Triple Crown. A little bit more drama in here, as Twisted Destiny really had to fight on to hold off Dandy Idea, who was really flying towards the end of that race. But, you know, we're talking about off the air how Twisted Destiny just kind of came out of nowhere and really been a good story for his ownership group.
Yeah, absolutely. And Dexter gave him a perfect drive. He was sitting the two hole, which you never thought he would be in that two hole with how much speed was in the race. And the outside did try to leave, and Dexter was aggressive, and being aggressive wins races. Jason Bartley with a good drive on Dandy Ideal. He had nowhere to go when they passed three quarters. He found room. And I think those two are really going to be a force later on in this division.
Yeah, no question about it. And certainly the half-mile racetrack, you know, it really brings a very interesting dynamic because, you know, in these Triple Crown races, you've got different size racetracks. And, you know, you talk about the challenge of the Thoroughbred Triple Crown, but, you know, the challenge of the Harness Triple Crown dealing with all these different size racetracks really throws a kind of a monkey wrench in the whole thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Like Yonkers with the half mile, the Meadowlands with the mile. And then, even in Lexington, the surface is totally different than those from the Meadowlands and Yonkers Raceway.
And of course, our home 5/8 track gets no love in the Triple Crown. We need to get a 5/8 mile somewhere in there in that Triple Crown. But we got to either take it away from the Meadowlands or Lexington, and that's not going to happen. So I'll leave that to you, geniuses, the grading department. But anyway, great racing at Yonkers on Friday, and of course, Rich, you know we can't let you go without talking about thoroughbred racing. And you know, one of the sad notes, D. Wayne Lucas, one of the greatest trainers of all time in thoroughbred racing, passing away just about a month or two before his 90th birthday at 89. And you know, we'll talk about his accolades, but you know, one of the things that jumps out at me about D. Wayne Lucas is that mere days before he passed, he was at the racetrack, at the barn. Boy, you talk about a racetracker's racetracker. This guy, what a love for the sport that D. Wayne had.
Yeah, and the care for his horses that he had. He loved his horses. When he first started in the thoroughbred game, all these trainers were like, who's this guy with the fancy barn, with the nice-looking horses, with the suits? He took it very seriously, and he took his operation very seriously. I don't know what is as big as the game, but he was probably the closest that could ever be to being bigger than the game.
One of his great quotes, Rich, was, if you have a passion, you eliminate the excuses, and you got to wake up every day, no matter how good that sofa looks. You got to wake up every day, and you got to have that passion. You got to override the excuses. Here's a guy, Rich, 7 Preakness wins, 4 Kentucky Derby wins, 11 4 Belmont Stakes wins for 15 total Triple Crown wins. Of course, winning it in 2024 with Seize the Gray, and of course, that's on top of the 20 Breeders' Cup championships that he's had. Not too bad for an old high school baseball coach.
No, absolutely not. And even before
basketball coach. Correction, basketball coach.
What?
Basketball coach.
Basketball.
I believe I said baseball, but baseball, basketball, same kind of thing. But it's the transition of the coaching, you know, to thoroughbred racing and training horses, and I think that transition kind of showed through in his training style.
Also, we always forget he was a quarter horse guy at first, and he trained 23 quarter horse champions. The guy could transition. He could trade dogs at a bark, honestly. If this guy could trade anything, he did everything that he set his mind to. If you see all the trainers that worked for him, Todd Fletcher, Kieran McLaughlin, Mark Hennig, Dallas Stewart, I mean, everybody that was under that tree became successful.
As you alluded to, Rich, in the beginning of the interview, he changed the way people look at thoroughbred trainers. He changed the look of his barn. He changed the appearance of himself and his second and third trainers, and he made it more professional. He made it more media accessible and friendly.
And he also took the Triple Crown very seriously. He did things that trainers just didn't do back then, like having satellite stables. You would be at Monmouth Park, Churchill Downs, Hollywood Park, Del Mar, down in Florida. Trainers just did not do that back in those days. And he's probably the reason that we have all these trainers that stable in different locations. They have 100, 150 horses. He really brought that to the game. And just the way that he ran his operation, which is something you never saw.
All right, Rich. Well, listen, we certainly appreciate you joining us. Once again, best of luck to you as you continue on throughout the season at Yonkers Raceway. And I'm sure we'll hear from you. We've got a lot of big stakes races for thoroughbreds coming up, and we've got the Breeders' Cup. Well, it's not right around the corner, but it's a couple of months from now. So we'll definitely keep you in mind. And listen, whenever you want to be on the show, you just call me and say, hey, listen, I want to be on the show, and we'll just, you know, any other guests that we have, we'll just cancel them and you can be on.
Especially if it's that Kenny Living Good.
Always a pleasure. Always a blast having Rich Mateo on the program and making that joke over Kenny Livingood, my buddy, the announcer from Northfield Park. He's been on this show, and they're Rich and Kenny are very good friends, and they go at it from time to time, but it's all in good fun. Good information by Rich, though. Talked about Dwayne Lucas. Obviously, he is going to be missed in the horse racing world. Lots left to come on this edition of Off to the Races on My96.7 WDLR AM 1270. When we come back, it's a big night tonight at Scioto, and we're going to break it down with Jenna Otten, the TV personality and handicapper at Scioto. Her and more on Off to the Races. Back in a moment.
It's known as the Great American Harness Race, the Little Brown Jug, and it's held right here in Delaware, Ohio. Why? Because Ohio is the heartland of harness racing. In Ohio, the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association keeps things running smoothly and is here to make sure that harness racing remains strong. Breed in Ohio, buy in Ohio, race in Ohio, and win in Ohio. Join us and keep Ohio as the driving force of harness racing. Call 800-353-6442, the OHHA.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring. Down to a science.
And Mike Bozich back. You got Off to the Races on My96.7 WDLR AM 1270. And right now we are joined once again, making her second start, if you will, on this radio program. Jenna Otten joining us from Scioto Downs. Jenna, welcome to the program.
Good. Thanks for having me again.
Now, the very first important question. Now, I have to admit, we're taping this on Wednesday. I was watching the Scioto broadcast last night. It was the last race, and you said something about you're one of those types of people that likes to scream at an event on the TV.
Oh, yeah. I think it's just the athletic competitiveness. The only reason Barry could even bring it up one day, Jessica and I were both at home, and I think Barry gave a horse out, and I bet it, and it was close, and I was driving on at home, and Jessica ended up sending the video to Barry. But I think it's just the athletic, competitive nature that I have. I don't like to lose. I could probably go famous if I recorded myself during a Lions game or a Michigan football game. People think it's entertaining, but whatever. I don't care. I'm competitive, and I don't like to lose, and everyone knows that.
So this is some of the banter that you guys can expect to see if you tune in to the Scioto broadcast on a nightly basis before the races and such. Barry Vicroy, the track announcer there. Wonderful track announcer, by the way. Just a great, great guy. And, of course, Jen Otten, they go back and forth. And sometimes the conversation drifts above and beyond harness racing. But I digress. A big card coming up on Saturday, Jenna, including the next generation for two-year-olds, each going for $150,000. Now, before we get into the actual races itself, tell us about how this Next Generation series came about and kind of what it's all about.
I'm not sure. It started, a few years ago before I got there. Kind of switched up the format a little bit. You can buy spots. You have to buy a spot. You can buy a spot, I believe, in April for 8,000, and then it goes up in May, and then it goes up again in June, kind of just to get them to fill a little bit more. I think they had maybe not struggled, but they didn't fill a few a couple years ago, so they switched up the format a little bit on how you could buy a spot. And you know what? I've heard some good things about it, and obviously, you know, they keep filling. This year, only three of them filled. The two-year-old Philly Pacers did not fill. There's still a Ohio State two-year-old Philly Pace on the card. But yeah, it's just super cool, and I love it because, you know, it's the two-year-old. You're going for $150,000 right off the rip, so you're going to see what you have. No, let's race him from off the pace or something like that. There's big money on the line, and you pay big money to get in there.
No question about it. And the whole Carn, by the way, coming up tonight, which is Saturday, is full of Ohio Sire Stakes competition. So it's a really, really big Carn going for some pretty good cash. But, Jenna, let's talk about these next generation races. We'll start in race number 10, two-year-old Philly Trotters. You've got a field of eight to do battle, and we're starting to see some of the trainers actually come from out east. You're starting to see more of the Nancy tactics. Of course, Ron Burke's been in Ohio for a while now, but he's out there, Marcus Melander. So you've got some heavy hitters really competing in these races.
Yeah, I knew Nancy bought a couple, Ready for Money. So obviously she trained him. I didn't know Marcus Melander had any, so I was a little shocked to see his name, but that's pretty cool. You got Irv Miller. He's based mainly off of Hoosier. He's got a couple. Vernon Beachy, he's mostly Ohio. You know, he had Allegiant last year. He's back with, you know, a few this year. Yeah, it's super exciting. I think people are starting to realize how good the Ohio program really is.
Certainly. Visiting with Jenna Otten from Scioto. Jenna, let's take a look at race number 10. You've got three horses side. These are two-year-olds. Three horses by In Range. You've got four horses by In Range. You've got two from Long Tom, one for Ready for Money we just talked about, and one for Mission Accepted, a field of eight. And once again, you know, I kind of got a little strategy when you talk about handicapping these two-year-olds. I really like to look at back halves. I know it's been fairly successful for me. When you're talking two-year-olds, what are kind of some of your tips and tricks to handicap the young horses?
Same thing. You know, make sure they finish up their mile well. You want to see them strong, powerful, I feel like, through the wire. Something I do like to see is two qualifiers. And, you know, if they do one on the front end, I like to see the other one maybe from off the pace. You know, make sure that they're versatile. When you're going for $150,000, you don't want to, you know, hope that you just get put on the front end and can last. Yeah, it's kind of it. Good back half, like you said, versatility. You know, last night we had a horse from post nine that I didn't think could lose, but post nine and the outside's kind of dangerous at Scioto. Barry always talks about it. You got three draw gates, you got everybody on the fence, you got the whole entire grandstands, and this year you have brand new bright billboards that you have to go by. 2 year olds, especially, I feel like on the trot can be a little bit tricky. You know, maybe favor the inside a little bit. Like I said, last night I thought there was a horse from post nine that couldn't lose. I didn't use them, and sure enough, she got the job done. Perfectly mannered.
Very, very good.
The three-year-old colts that Ron Burke have here in Ohio are, you know, top-notch. We have Rick Wink will go tomorrow. He's undefeated, 3-for-3 this year. He's in with Sippin' on Sea Rock. We know what that guy's done. And, you know, he was second in the Breeders' Crown to Blueprint. The other division is pretty heavy as well. Another one, Fear the Hate. He's 6-for-6 for Ron Burke. The other Burke Brigade trainee, Harrisburg Heights, he's 5-of-7, has a mark of 49. And then, of course, Swingtown. He just has post 9, but he's been dabbled in the Grand Circuit action as well. I think sometimes take for granted that we get to watch these horses week in and week out.
No question about it. And, of course, we've talked about extensively how far the Ohio program has come over the last several years with the, you know, the slot-infused purses. And you've got a lot of these trainers now. We talked about Ron Burke a couple of years back kind of setting up shop there, and he's having a lot of success. Now we're starting to see guys, people like Nancy Tachter and Marcus Melander starting to come. So the Ohio program really, really strong right now.
Yeah, these Sire Stakes races here, they split twice. They go for $65,000. Hard to beat that, you know. And even on the trot side, I believe I think all of them are going for 65 as well. Yeah, I think it's super competitive too, especially all the divisions we have this year. It's just really hard to beat. The money's good. You know, you have a quote final, a Scarlet and Gray championship. You know, then you have the Buckeye Stallion Series. That's super competitive. You go for 20 each week, and then a good amount at the end of the year. And then, of course, the Fair Circuit, where there's four different divisions. I think it's hard to beat if you, you know, have a competitive horse. And it's I'm not going to say it's easy to make money, but there's a lot of options to make money.
Certainly a lot of opportunities with, the, like you said, the Buckeye Stallion Series and, of course, the Sire Stakes itself and you know, all the other little races, late closes along the way as well. Jenna, listen, we certainly appreciate you joining us. Big night of racing coming up tonight at Saddle Down. Certainly, if you have the opportunity, attend live on track. And, of course, if you can't, you can watch the broadcast in several different ways. Jenna, we certainly appreciate you joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, that was the voice of Jenna Otten, the TV host at Saddle Downs. Big, big action coming up tonight. Three next-generation races going for $150,000 each, plus Ohio Sire Stakes action throughout the program. Once again, if you're in the vicinity of Saddle Downs, make plans to attend. If not, catch it at an OTB near you. If not, you can catch it on one of the many wagering platforms online. Saddle Downs action tonight. Boy, this half hour went quickly, especially special thanks to our sponsors, the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association. Breed in Ohio, buy in Ohio, race in Ohio, and win in Ohio. Also brought to you by the Ohio State University Veterinary Medical Center. They've got Carrington, To a Science, and Cashman's Horse Equipment Outlet and Drive-Through Feed Store. Visit them online at cashmans.com. Special thanks to our guests, Rich Matei and Jenna Otten. Also special thanks to our sponsors. Most importantly, you, the listener. Again, email me at _Bozich@yahoo.com with any questions or comments on the program. We'll see you next week at 9:30.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring. Down to a science.
Join the fast-paced, exciting world of harness racing. There are hundreds of immediate openings across Ohio for caretakers and grooms. Work with the greatest equine athletes in the country. Standardbred trainers need your help. Health insurance, vision care, prescription benefits, and a retirement plan are available for those that qualify. For more information on how you can be a part of the exciting world of harness racing, call 614-221-3650. That's 614-221-3650.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse-safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio, on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.